This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Crystal by Amma. Marcel has panicked at the end of that song. It was such a good song. Marcel shat himself as soon as he realised it was going to end. So if you heard something crashing about just as the mics went up, that was Marcel obviously just about to, he was about to eject.
About to jump out the window.
Honestly. Like,
the song had me so mad.
It's all, fuck this, so, it's about to, it's all over from
no,
here.
No, I need more. But yeah, the tune was dope though.
It was a very big tune. It was called good Crystal by Amma. Capital AMA. Very good start. We are Michael, Natalie, and Marcel, otherwise known as the M&M Show.
Yep.
We got a packed show for you today, as usual.
We have.
We got 13 coming in, we got Dips and Lowu coming in, and we've also got Shekiah coming in.
Yes. I've heard some things about Shekiah's, the way that she likes to record her lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, recorded her vocals on her mobile phone.
Wow.
Then gives them over to her producer, who does the magic.
No way.
Yep, so all the vocals that you hear are actually recorded on a phone.
She's never in front of a microphone in a studio.
No, she don't get down like that.
Doesn't do that shit. Ain't got time for that.
Ain't got time for that.
It's kind of like how you do this show. You just send it over to me. This show
it's being
from
sent
your
over
phone.
Right now. I'm in my kitchen.
He's not even here. He's not even here. We're just basically just like freestyling off of what Michael says.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm literally in my kitchen right now. I'm not even doing anything in my kitchen. I'm just standing there because the acoustics are best in there.
That works, I think.
It makes sense.
What's everyone been up to?
So, I've become a video director.
You have, yeah.
Yep, I was directing a video yesterday for a young up and coming artist called Lily Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like my directing chops are really, really up there. I feel like I'm like UK Hype Williams, possibly.
I was gonna say, is that your main inspiration?
Yeah, Hype Williams, my main inspiration. Like all of the first original Missy Elliott videos. That's what my videos are kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
Going for that kind of abstract funk. In your face, larger than life kind of atmospheres.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
I loved Hype Williams' videos.
They were
a treat. When they dropped, it was like, oh.
I feel like every video back in like I think what it was the 90s, innit? Like
90s, I think early noughties.
Yeah, early noughties. So it was like Puff Daddy, Missy Elliott, mm-hmm. Timbaland,
mm-hmm. Nas.
All of them were Hype Williams.
Yeah, Jerm Busta Rhymes.
He done Belly as well.
Yeah, of course. Directed Belly.
Belly is literally like one of my favourite films.
Steady, are you ready?
What an intro.
Are you ready? What's going on? Do you know how often I've looked for that particular version of the song? Yeah. And I just can't find it anywhere.
Is that the Mary J. Blige version?
I can't find it. It's no, it's
no. I think it is. I think it is because, like, maybe I'm guessing, but DJ Clue done a version of it, yeah, and it's Mary J. Blige singing that song, and it's a cappella all the way through the start, and then it drops in, and then the beat drops in.
Right. I need to find it somewhere, man. I've been looking for it, man. There's obviously the Soul to Soul version, yeah. That version eludes me, man.
Hi, he's still. I just saw this year he's on the Megan Thee Stallion video, Hype. Oh. Last year,
it's
Nicki Minaj. He did two last year. Mm. Tiga, Dice, Soho, Travis Scott. He's done Alicia Keys, Jennifer Lopez, Adam Lambert.
Wait, Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy released a song.
Yeah, apparently song? In 2015, Pharrell, Finna Get Loose.
Well, I just haven't been watching like American music videos.
Yeah, I don't
for like the last 10 years, obviously.
Literally, I think because the UK's like come up so much. I think I just watch UK music.
Yeah,
now.
That's a good point.
Well, I remember Hype Williams a lot because it used to be a big event on MTV.
Yeah.
When everybody watched MTV, it would be like there were certain videos on heavy rotation, mm-hmm. right? And it would always be the mm-hmm. MTV. But I feel like MTV is obviously still huge. But with the, you know, GRM and other platforms to become available to watch it,
yeah.
What
does MTV even do anymore?
I don't know.
They don't actually play music. They just play reality TV shows.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, really?
Like, what's that, 16 with a Baby? Is that
yeah, they've got X on the Beach. That's one of those. X on the Beach.
Didn't they pretty much start reality shows?
The Real World.
The Real World.
Oh, my days. Remember The Real World?
That was
making
good, you know?
The band.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't they do... the before Geordie Shore, which was theirs?
Jersey Shore,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. They don't. It's called for music television, but it's not
there's
anymore.
There's no music on it anymore.
There's music in the reality shows.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe that's, yeah.
Sometimes the reality shows are about music. But that's the one constant, isn't
it? I don't even think they are anymore. I think all of their reality TV shows are pretty much either about relationships or having babies really young.
To be fair, I was only referring to making the band.
Yeah, that ain't even on no more.
I don't remember that. Do I remember that?
Puff Daddy's thing.
Yeah, did he?
Oh, okay.
Was that not MTV? Is that too loud, that aircon?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
Do you know what? Finally, we're talking about Making the Band. I actually started watching a few episodes of Making the Band because Making the Band, when they was making the rap band, yeah, which was called The Band,
mm-hmm.
like, basically, all it was like, them fighting each other. They were literally put them in a house and just let them fight each other. It's mad. Like, it was, like, I'm telling you. Like, because they're all rappers. They're all from the hood and all that kind of stuff. And they were all like, yo, man. I'm just trying to make money out here. He's like, nah, bro, that's my verse. And like, and they're fighting over madness, like, but right. they're having scuffs. Literally, like, punching each other in the face and stuff like that.
And Diddy's
just like, yo, you gotta let them fight. You gotta let them fight.
No, I'm you
like,
gotta let them make music, isn't that what?
I was like, yo, this is crazy TV.
Making the Band with P. Diddy time was Making the Band 2. The original one was where they got O-Town.
Remember was O-Town? It?
Who? What?
And it was the guy that was responsible for Backstreet Boys and NSYNC that like was looking for a more of a pop
Who's that?
Boy
Max
band.
Max Martin.
No.
Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, but if I'm right, yeah.
Him.
Yeah,
him.
He's
He was definitely living vicariously.
That's through. His mugshot, yeah.
Because he was incarcerated for conspiracy, money laundering, and making false statement, and got 25 years in prison.
Wow.
Wow. And he was Backstreet Boys and NSYNC
were a front.
Yeah. Well,
he was the face of MTV.
He was for a minute. He's actually deceased.
You could only
now as well.
You could only get Backstreet Boys tickets with cash. and no one clocked.
That's joke.
He just used to like he just used to spend the whole night after a gig in a stadium
just cat in the dust,
ferrying money in bin bags,
all the merchandise money as well.
It was just a front.
It was just all the
all
front.
Of it. Festival bookings, cash.
Cash only.
You get me? $1 million. Cash, fam.
Right. Jeez. So making the band, the series, season one was putting them together, and then two and three was O-Town. I don't really remember much about O-Town.
I don't remember much about O-Town. I remember Tupac. I remember their video being really wet. Times, but
I really, like they done like something with water in their video. It was like liquid,
really
liquid dreams. Have they got a song called Liquid Dreams? If I'm correct on this,
let's go. Liquid Dreams.
I remember the video.
They have. They will give us a thumb up. O-Town. Yeah,
that's got to be a euphemism.
I remember the video with them like kind of like flicking like.
Was
like
it kind
water.
Of pop rap rock?
Nah, it was pop. It was, they pop. Were they were pure basically pop. Backstreet Boys Mark II.
Yeah, that's right. Their first single actually.
See, that's what I remember.
I do remember that title, Liquid Dreams, and I do remember even thinking that was a bit iffy then. Liquid Dreams.
Yeah, they've been having some water dreams.
You know, some song title you go, that's no. They've got a song called Love Should Be a Crime.
they've been making tunes for a while though. Like, no, they had a little. It seems like they're the Blazing Squad.
I think it might be the titles.
They was about until 2003, then they disappeared for 10 years.
I think
years.
It might be the titles of their songs that's letting them down.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so.
Yeah,
Love
possibly.
Should Be a Crime.
No.
Dude, you're a boy band.
I feel like it's the artwork. Because that artwork is fitting. Not jumping out to me, yo.
But it's
that's
very
fitting,
90s,
though.
Isn't it?
Exactly. That fits in with them times, though, doesn't it? Is that silver denim they're wearing or something?
Shiny, shiny denim.
Come on, that's perfect.
But that's what NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were kind of.
From back here, well. that is NSYNC and Backstreet Boys to me.
Why were they called O-Town? What's the O-Town for?
Do you reckon they're from Oakland?
Ohio?
Ohio.
No.
Orlando. They're from Orlando.
All of them are from Orlando.
Yeah, apparently.
So when they made this band, they only went to Orlando. They're like, yo, we could go the whole nation, but no.
Don't
we're going
big.
To Orlando.
Just go to Orlando to make this band.
That's where the studios were. They were like, yo, we're being lazy. We're not putting anyone up in hotels. All of you like just come. They live local. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
Florida, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
People are well charismatic in Florida, so I can imagine them going somewhere like that.
Have you heard about the Florida
man? Florida man. Because I've just been watching Atlanta again, and you know, because when you watch the, we've all seen Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So when you watch it the first time, obviously you love it. But on rewatching it for the second time, I'm picking up things like when Darius says, "Oh, the Florida man thing." When they go around to his uncle's, he's got the alligator, and they're like, "The Florida man is the man that does these mad stuff." Yeah. There's a website that we can look at where if you put in your date and put the date that you're born,
something weird happened
in Florida.
And you put Florida
man, it will tell you what happened on the date on your birthday on that date. There's a Florida man story for every occasion.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that website.
Yeah,
that's jokes.
It's good, but yeah, the Florida is so those things happen in Florida. I don't know why, but on TV shows that you see a lot, they always make out in Florida. Everyone has dinner at 4 p.m. It's one of those older people like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I watch Seinfeld or whatever and they reference Florida, they're like, I don't want to have like, dinner at 4.
Yeah, because there's one Florida man story. Do you remember the guy who they caught actually eating? He was eating someone alive.
Yep.
In like he done some bath salts and was eating like another
person's face off.
Yeah, in Florida. Literally mad.
Mazza.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Does he
like,
hate some in public.
There was like the police were like filming it. There was like police officers and all that kind of
like
stuff.
Like a Florida couple had sex in the back of a police car after getting arrested for a DUI. That just sort of happened. Florida man dragged a shark to death.
What do you mean? What insulted it?
There's tons of things that a Florida man.
Look at you! Look at your sharp motherfucking face.
How have you dragged?
Motherfucking! Look at you! Look at you! Motherfucking predator in my ass.
Look at your eyes.
Can't catch me when I'm on land, motherfucker. Look at your eyes, yeah. Okay. Look at your eyes. I heard if I punch you in the nose.
What are some of these headlines? Florida man attacked during selfie with squirrel.
But then that would happen anywhere, though.
Florida man in No Seriously, I Have Drugs t-shirt arrested for possession of drugs.
Amazing.
Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw giant radar penis.
What?
Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing alligator through Wendy's drive-through window. Florida man steals a car, realizes the baby is in it, drops baby off safely, and then makes a getaway. Florida cop claims Burger King put dirt on his food. Investigation reveals it was seasoning.
Brilliant.
There's just so many thousands of gun owners in Florida planning to shoot down Hurricane Irma.
I heard that the president or something actually had to tell people, or no, the weather kind of people, like their equivalent of the Met Office, had to tell people not to shoot at the hurricane.
Because that's one of the things that went viral was the guy was like, this doesn't make sense. Surely if you shoot at a hurricane enough, it's going to stop it. It'll blow it somewhere else.
These Florida guys.
Only in Florida. Florida man gets tired of waiting at hospital, steals an ambulance and drives home.
That's brilliant.
Florida man tries to rob a GameStop while wearing transparent bag on his head. This is it's all happening in Florida.
The one before the last one was definitely he definitely played too much GTA.
Right.
1,000,000%.
This Florida man breaks into jail to hang out with his friends. It's just like there's just something. There's just yeah. There's tons of stuff, but the Florida man thing is really funny. So that's
Florida.
Well, we should talk about that. We're all going to your gig on Friday night. Though.
Yeah, yeah, it's in
Payne.
Florida.
In Florida.
It's not in Florida.
No, it's not.
It's in Hackney. It's at the Moth Club, and there are still a few tickets left. So if anyone's listening, you can get tickets online via my bio, mm-hmm. or like Live Nation Moth Club's website has got some, or pay on the door. We're almost full, genuinely almost full. So be quick.
Yeah, be quick. Well, let's be quick because our first guest has arrived.
Really?
To
okay,
the
cool.
Studio,
sick.
Then we'll get her in.
All right, 13. Come on. Come on.
The sun rises, we party, we got prices. Race is rolling, everyone is smiling. It's a lot and the place is crowded, yeah. Let's dance till the sun rises, we party, we got prices. Race is rolling, everyone is smiling. It's a lot and the place is crowded, yeah. It's a lot. Selecta put the tune on repeat.
Lockdown featuring Eclecton Jarrett and Color T by Beat Merchants. Some nice drum and bass vibes there on
you
this.
No, you can't beat a bit of drum and bass.
You can't, especially on this.
You know, it's got some horns in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Best on this post summer's day.
Still warm out there.
Yeah, would you call it still summer?
Ish.
Are we not hit autumn yet? No, we're still.
Nah, it's definitely still summer.
October is autumn.
No, yeah. September, isn't it?
June, July, August. When do the clocks go back? That's when it technically turns to autumn.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We're still in British summertime, aren't we? Until then.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Switches to GMT.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, Nat.
It's okay. Great. More facts later.
We have not only a very talented artist amongst us, but also a very beautiful magazine brought to us by this very talented artist. It really is beautiful. Petrichor Magazine. Holding a copy. Can we have this?
Yes, that's for you guys.
But we've got to share it, we've got to pass it around.
Okay, all right, definitely. That very authoritative voice that's granted us permission to keep this is the voice of 13.
Hello.
How are you doing? You all right?
I am good, thank you.
Wow, very interesting sort of background. Living as a half German, half Japanese, yes, in Japan, and then yes, moving. So, but you're now based in New York.
No, I'm based in Tokyo now. But
okay.
Yes, but I've been back and forth in New York my entire life. So I would say I lived in New York for like 12 years total. But yeah, born in New York. So
yeah.
Kind of a complicated background.
Yeah, but very interesting one nonetheless, and it's brought you up to this point, I guess, and the artist you are today, the person you are today.
I think so. Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with where and how I grew up. But yeah.
So talk to us about the magazine Petrichor. You were formerly
yes,
editor of ID Japan.
Yes.
But left to kind of start up your own.
Yes.
Thing. Was that because of Japan's press as a wider issue, or did you leave because of the magazine specifically?
I originally, before I joined, because I used to work for another magazine before ID, but I've always gone into editing because I wanted to learn how to edit and in order to make my own in the future.
Yeah.
So it's not like anything was wrong with ID. I just figured everything out, like the formality of making a magazine.
Right.
And I'm not really like, I'm not trying to be somebody's right hand. And like, you know, ID is a beautiful magazine, but it's made by somebody else.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not really something that I wanted to try to commit to in the long term.
Right.
So once I figured out, you know, the technical stuff about magazine, you know, printing and stuff like that, I was like, I'm out.
I love that. And set up, like I said, this issue, what number is this in the sort?
Well, that's issue number, issue one, but it's the second issue because the first issue was issue zero.
Of course.
Yes.
You're doing it like years.
Yeah, kind of.
Millennia and
so
stuff.
I put the issue zero, the first issue out, March 2018.
Mm.
And I fully funded it myself, you know, spoke to people that I knew to shoot everything. Like, nobody got paid. Like, it was a very, very, like...
Pulling in mad favors.
Yeah. And I put it out. And that kind of led to, for some reason, a lot of hip-hop producers in Japan and rap producers in Japan saw it and convinced me to rap.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time that I put in my original work out, you know, because I've been working for other medias. So then you have to follow their rules, you know, be it like no swearing or like whatever.
Right.
And with Japanese media, I think is way more fake than media that I see here.
Right.
So it's like if you interview an artist, you cannot like say anything bad about them.
Okay. Yeah, which is why I asked when you sort of, you know, ducked out from ID, was it an issue with the wider press in Japan?
I have a general problem with the country of Japan, like not only the media, like it's a very it's very oppressed. It's very hush hush. You're not supposed to speak on anything. And because it's ID Japan, like there was some factors like that, but as a nation, like any magazine I would have ever gone to, it would be the same, which is why with Petrichor I'm very persistent to not take any ads because then I will be controlled. So I'd rather.
Oh, right. Is that the way to escape to avoid sort of you know, penalization?
So it's not going to be like owned by anybody. In other words, that this as a magazine won't necessarily ever make a lot of money because it's never going to be like have sponsors or anything, at least in Japan. So I'm keeping it very independent.
That's real.
But because I put this magazine out, because it's the four of us, there's me who does creative direction and the fashion element, and I do also the writing words and the constructing of the entire magazine. There's a girl that does a set design and prop styling, and there's a boy that does hair and makeup and nails and all the beauty aspects. And then there's a girl that's really good at making things, like the blood video. She made the blood, like, you know, all of the DIY stuff. So because we put it out, the four of us started getting client work for, like, you know, department store ads or lookbooks and stuff. So it's kind of, it works like that now.
Yeah. It's almost self-funding.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Do you know what? I actually watched a video for Blood this morning, and, like, the actual production on it is actually amazing. I was literally like, rah, this is, like, there's so many different shots and so many different, like, outfits and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It just looks dope, man. So
yeah,
basically, you can see why. I've had three videos before Blood when I first put out my music at the end of last year. But for Blood, we wanted to make it like an aesthetics video. So in the magazine and also with other client stuff, I do a series of self portraits. So in Petrichor, there's this one called what's it? I think it's True Love or something. But no, it's a self-portrait. So
self-portraits. Yeah. Missed the word self for some reason.
I think it's called like True Love or something.
Right.
But Love in Plastic, it's fantastic, I think. But
Is that from the Aqua song?
Yeah. But I do these self-portrait series, and so we wanted to make a motion version of that. So with Blood, we basically developed five characters and made it so it's like a moving editorial.
Right.
And people think a lot more money went into it than it actually did, because we made everything except for the bunnies.
Yeah, like, I was literally thinking the production, because like I shot a video yesterday and I was like, yeah, that one looks sick. Then I watched your one and I was like, rah. They must have actually done a lot.
Nobody slept for 3 weeks before the shoot. Like, we had so much trouble making fake blood, because the blood drop scene, we could only do it once because, you know, the clothes are going
to I was thinking that as well. Because it's like you snap and then it all drops in it. Yeah.
So, and then everything will get like bloody. Yeah. So we rehearsed it with the stand-in person, like the angles and stuff for how to drop. But we made 70 liters of fake blood. And we would have bought it had we had the budget, but like that would have cost.
The question is, how do you make fake blood?
Yeah.
Okay, see, do you know what gum syrup is? It's like liquid syrup, but it might be exclusive to Asia, but it's kind of like a thick sugar syrup, thicker than what they have here.
Right.
You put in coffee and stuff.
Okay.
And then that and soy sauce.
Right.
And food coloring and red ink for the pen.
Nice.
And also it's something like flour, but like a little bit more like sticky. I don't know what it's called in English, but you have to boil it, and like from here on I'm not sure, because the girl who does DIY did it.
Yeah.
But you boil it in a pot and like you wait for it to bubble, and then you cool it down, put it in the fridge, bring it out. You did that a couple times.
Because it's got to be the right consistency as well, doesn't it? Not just the right color.
Yeah, but that was the difficult part.
My next question is, how long did it take to get it all off? Because I'm guessing it would have got that mad sticky.
Yeah. To get it off?
Yeah.
My like body was kind of pink for like a week. And it was like terrible, because the day after I shot it, I go on talk shows kind of like to talk about political stuff. So I had that. So I was being filmed and like everyone's like, why are you so pink? And I couldn't tell anybody because, you know, the information wasn't out yet. So I was like, I had a shoot yesterday.
I was a lobster.
And the lighting is so crazy, you know, because it's staged. So it's like the spotlight and everything on me. And I'm just pink, and like the roots of my hair were kind of red.
It's what you got to do for the art, though, isn't it?
So. Yeah. It is indeed. So even though, you know, you said you kind of evade like penalties and stuff by the press, by leaving out advertising, do you still get any kind of like backlash from the public?
Yes, I do. To an extent, like even with the Blood video, a lot of Japanese media wasn't gonna post it, even though they posted like previous stuff, and they were like, it's really good, I personally like it, but like with fake death scenes and blood, like that's too much, like, you know, kind of thing. And also with Petrichor, I've done a lot of sexual editorials.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
Like there's one in there that like I think it's like Mommy Dearest or something. It kind of touches on maternal instincts and how men perceive like their children's mothers as like kind of like not so sexual anymore.
Right.
So that I've touched on stuff, and I've also spoken about that. So like, which can be very controversial.
Mm. Yeah.
So I've gotten like opinions and stuff like that, and also, I shoot kids a lot, and I also like incorporate a lot of them in my work or my platform
with cameras.
Right. Yes.
Just to make sure.
There's editorials that have like children in them, and also in my previous issue, and also have another video coming out soon, which has a kid in it, and that basically is because I'm a camp counselor like 4 times a year, and
I teach
kids how to ride horses.
Sick.
And I also kind of deal with kids that have autism and Asperger's and like social, that are kind of socially awkward.
Yeah.
And because horses have healing powers, and so I have a degree in equine therapy, so I kind of do that. So
you
like,
have led an interesting life. It's meant to every sort of other sentence, something really interesting, you know, kind of comes out.
Into like,
yeah,
entirely,
yeah, by the way, I'm like a pro at horses as well.
But because of that, and you know, because I deal with children a lot, and like if I do anything controversial, like a lot of times I get backlash, because it's like, I think for them, like you as somebody who has like kids around you, like are not allowed to touch on anything like, you know, guns or like, or anything like that. And but I'm a person, you know, and it's the same with every, I'm not a parent, but like every parent or every school teacher or whatever, like they're still people, even though they have kids around. Like it's a very difficult line, you know.
Some of them have got the worst kinks, do you know what I mean? And they keep that shit secret. At least you're just going, this is some sick, this is like some really visually sick shit, do you know what I mean? Like as in sick in a good way, you know? It's art, isn't it? You know, I don't think you know, you wouldn't kind of like subject a child to watching that type of thing, would you?
Not.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, just because you, I think it's, yeah, I side with you basically. If you have your own way of expressing yourself, as long as no one's getting hurt, then you know, why shouldn't you be allowed to be work
like
with kids?
It's in terms of values, obviously every parent has their own way of like what they want to tell their kids and not, and I have no right to interfere with other parents' children. You know, so I'm very careful with that, but like in general, I do believe in like the kids knowing the truth on pretty much everything since a young age, so I wouldn't want to hide any information if they ask,
be
it on drugs or sex or anything.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I don't think it's very good to push them on at that, push those information on at such an early age either. And you know, I don't have a kid, so I don't have to like really think about these stuff that much, but
it's that natural instinct to just let kids be kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like I was thinking about it the other day when I was thinking, the type of parents I hate are the ones that take toddlers to fine art galleries. Like, why are you doing that to the kid?
Yeah.
Kids don't fucking care about art and shit.
Or, really,
they just want to be kids. Take them to Go Ape.
Right. Yeah. Or really nice restaurants where they will never appreciate the food of like the fine dining.
I just think you're just trying to look cool. Just trying to look cool. You're a shit parent.
Yeah. Unless like your kid's free and he goes, "Father, can you take me to the Tate Modern?" And you're like, "Yo, G."
Yeah.
All right,
like,
fair enough. Yes. Cool.
I think it's really important to like, to look at the child in front of you in whatever situation, like if be it you're a teacher or a parent or whatever, and like kind of to clock or like try to see what they need or want, because every child is different.
Yeah.
I'm sure some kids want to know about Santa Claus at like age 5, and then other kids like want to pretend to believe in it until they're 20, you know. It depends on that kid. And I feel like you have to be careful, but I do get a lot of backlash for that kind of stuff.
I hear that.
But because of that, like, I mean, not only because of that, but I'm very careful with like how to incorporate children when I want to.
Of course.
But in that magazine, there's this the girl on the back cover, actually.
Yeah.
She is, I think she's one of the most talented kid that I've met. She recently did an IQ test. She's got like IQ 150 something.
Wow.
Like, she's ridiculously smart, very socially awkward.
Yeah.
But she wants to be a, she wants to write books when she grows up. So she started to write. So I gave her like a couple pages of the magazine and told her the theme of the issue and asked her to like write a little story about
it. That's incredible.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
She's I try to like as small as a platform as I have, you know, like my magazine isn't like, you know, Vogue, so it doesn't have like a huge following, but it has like sold a good amount, I think, for what it is, and I wanted to kind of use it as like a platform for other people that I support.
Yeah. I love it. I think if you suddenly, if Natalie and Marcel suddenly disappear, it's because I had to eliminate the other two people who want this particular copy.
It's amazing. You've got Will lining it up.
Is that so yeah.
Will's light work. Will's light work. I'll take him out before the end of the show. No, but we should play your music. Your life is just so interesting. We've barely even touched on the musical aspect of it, but let's get into this song. Would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
Okay, this is my latest single called Blood.
By 13, very, very, very ominous towards the end, but always had that looming kind of effect about it.
You
know
definitely
mean?
Need to watch the video though, just because the music has a vibe, but then when you watch the video, it adds.
Yeah. I can hear that on the soundtrack. We were talking about like in every big kind of action film, if there's ever any European involvement, like, you know, location wise, it'll always be a nightclub. There'll always be someone running through a nightclub or a fight scene in a nightclub. That's the song that's playing.
That's
the rhythm that's playing, like John Wick or some shit. Or like,
and there's,
you know,
no,
I mean?
Speaking.
No speaking.
Everything's happening.
Just an amazing fight scene. Yeah. One shot fight scene. Do you know what I mean?
And then all the bloods are spattering all over.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Really good, really like, love
Thank
it. So was that one of the Japanese producers that you've been working with?
Yes. He's never done trap music or hip-hop music, anything along the lines of that before. Mm. He's been, I think, way more like techno and also like he has a band and stuff like that. He works with more like actual instruments rather than mechanical sounds. But he liked my lyrics when I put my first stuff out at the end of the year, and he was like, I want to do like a trap.
He
like studied at Berkeley and stuff. Like he comes from like a very academic background.
Right.
Super nerdy.
Yeah.
Like so socially awkward, but like I've had a lot of fun working with him.
And fair.
I've made a couple other songs that I'm gonna put out.
Isn't that where Toro Moi
studied.
From where, sorry?
Toro Moi.
I actually don't know. I have to look in, I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a game, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. In honour of you being here, 13.
Thank you.
This game is all about luck, because 13 can be unlucky for some. Indeed, Friday the 13th is perhaps an unlucky day. We just had
Depending
Friday the 13th.
Depending on what side you're on, I mean.
Yeah, true.
You know? Last a lot Friday. Of people died that you didn't like anyway.
Yeah.
That
is it
true.
Bad luck?
Well, last Friday was Friday the 13th. Did anyone experience any bad luck on the Friday the 13th? No,
I think I was quite lucky on
Katie Hopkins trended on Friday the 13th.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie, I tapped on the trend hoping.
Oh,
didn't she trend for a
she's
bad reason though?
Well, put it that way.
Oh, she just said something.
She said
stupid,
some shit.
Didn't she?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But also,
but
actually,
I blocked her, which was annoying because I was like, she was trending off hashtags.
Yeah.
I was like, and it was all the people fucking tweeting about her were going, "Don't give her the time of day." I'm like.
Yeah, but everyone's giving her the time of day. Now, do you know
you
what
made
it was,
a trend of hashtags.
It's because of what she said about Jesse from Little Mix, isn't
it?
Yeah, was she fat shaming or something?
She did, yeah. They pulled out a tweet from a few years ago where she said something horrific.
But
Friday the 13th was a bad day for me because anyway. I went to a very pub that we all really like, which is sadly closed, called the Big Red.
No, oh yeah,
they shut the Big Red.
So what, they closed down on Friday the 13th?
They actually, technically it was the Saturday, but Friday the 13th was a big deal. It was unlucky for them. It was a packed pub, lots of bands playing. It's a really nice pub that was around 2:30 and that was, you don't really get a lot of them in London anymore. It was kind of a dive bar, a rock pub. We used to go there kind of a late night, and so sadly it has now closed down. So it was a sad day. It's about RIP the Big Red. But anyway, this game is all about luck. So I'm going to play you two singles, and I've got six and a bonus. Two singles from artists, same artist. I want you to tell me if the second song I play, it charted in higher or lower position than in the German music charts.
Okay.
Because you are half German, from the Auto and the King of German. So then the first song. So listen to the two songs. Was the second song lucky or unlucky?
This is brilliant.
So it's the second song charted higher, it is lucky. If the second song charted lower, it is unlucky.
Okay.
Let us start with Destiny's Child. Which song, Survivor or Bootylicious, was higher? So it was Bootylicious. Did that chart higher than Survivor?
So do we just write...
Just put, if you think Bootylicious, just put higher or lower, I'll deal with that.
Wait, if you think
Bootylicious was higher than Survivor in the charts,
okay,
you put higher. If you think it was lower, then you put
lower.
So you're
referring to the second song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, we got something?
So, second song.
Second song we're looking for here. Let's move on to Rihanna. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Did What's My Name chart higher than Only Girl in the World by Rihanna in the German music charts?
In the German music?
Yes. Think about German music charts, not American, not British. German.
What types of musics?
Yes.
Are popping.
They both charted, but which one was higher? Okay, we all got something for that. Yeah?
Yes.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. I'm not sure of what I see.
Did Signs chart higher than Drop It Like It's Hot in the German music charts? You decide, but I actually do because I've got the answer. But you write something down.
How'd you feel you're doing, 13?
I've never.
This is a guess. Neither would I until today. I doubt you have. I was going to say you've probably charted in the German music charts. Well, what number did Blazing Squad get to?
I think it must be about 20 or something.
Oh, well, maybe we'll look that up. Let's look that up. Well, what number did Blazing Squad? Which song do you? Which one?
It was Love.
Oh, hold on, we got it. Crossroads was 82.
Oh,
Flip Reverse was 22. We Just Be Dreaming was 75.
So Flip Reverse charted higher than Crossroads.
Yeah, but we done a campaign for a shop out there called New Yorker.
Okay,
which is basically like, I don't know, like the Primark of like Germany or something.
Right,
and like that was on the advert.
Synced. Okay, that makes sense.
So you're highest in the German charts. You went with 22. That's 22. Very good. That's good. That's top 20 ish.
Top 30.
But you know, it's closer to 20, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, exactly. You might as well round down.
Top 20, man.
I'd go 20, exactly. So we've had Snoop Dogg.
112 away, what do you mean?
You know what I'm
Have you all got something for Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Okay, then let's move on to Khalees. A milkshake brings all our boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right.
Or
it's
what?
Better than yours.
That's what I'm thinking.
Big tunes. But did Trick Me get higher in the German charts than Milkshake?
Freedom team has always been whoever landed on your dick.
We all got something?
Yes.
Marcel?
That was a big tune.
Which one?
That's probably one of my favourite. Trick Me is one of my favourite Khalees tunes. Mm. Runaway from. What's that? The song from the first album. Got to get away. Run away from. Young, Fresh and New.
That's a fucking big tune. Yeah, Young,
that,
Fresh
that's
and New.
That's a big tune. Underrated Khalees tune.
That's her second album, you know.
Is it?
I think it's not on the Milkshake album. I think
no,
it's on the one.
The one before that was Caught Out There.
I hate you so much right now.
No, Caught Out There.
Young, Fresh and New is on the same album as Caught Out There, which is first album, surely.
Yeah, it's first
album. And Trick Me is on that album, right?
Nah, Trick Me's on that. That's on the Milkshake album.
What's the other songs from Milkshake? I can't remember. I need to look in.
Milkshake. I didn't even really like that Khalees too
tough.
Mama,
I'm a millionaire.
Oh,
no,
that was a big tune.
That's not that. Okay, I need to go look.
Little Star, was that her tune?
Yeah.
Featuring,
that's the same time, right?
Millionaire was the same album as Young, Fresh and New. Yeah.
See?
Same album as Milkshake.
Yeah,
really?
Okay, well, yeah, apparently. I thought, okay, that makes sense because Caught Out There was the album before
Caught
that, wasn't
there.
It?
Oh, is it? Caught Out There.
And that's the one with you know, the slow song where she's like pulling her arms off and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that song.
That was a big tune.
We're looking.
Right.
That one.
That's
I just wanna get love with you.
Big tune.
Come on,
me.
Yeah, this is what we do. Mid game, we'll just start getting to a sing along and start vibing.
Okay.
It's got to be done.
We all got something for Khalees.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to Usher.
You remind me of the girl that I once knew.
I was singing this double day.
When you want to.
Okay. What album's better, 8701 or Confessions?
Oh. I think 8701.
What do you say? Have you heard both 13?
No,
both albums.
No.
Okay.
Usher, right?
Yeah.
Well, for this purpose.
Okay, he's an R&B god.
He charted in Germany, but did You Got It Bad, the second song, get higher than You Remind Me?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Write something down for that, for Usher.
Call right back.
Oh. I'm all in my feelings right now.
Okay, all right. So, final one for now, above the bonus. It's time for Unbone.
Nah, you know what song's coming next, though, innit? You know what song's coming next,
big tune.
Did Don't Let Go chart higher than What A Man? Both massive singles for Umbo. Yeah. Massive.
In Germany, though.
Let's get some answers.
All right.
13, did you think Bootylicious, did that go higher or lower than Survivor?
I thought it was lower.
Lower? Okay.
I said lower.
Yeah, Michael
I said
Payne.
Higher.
Points for 13 and
that's
points
annoying.
For Marcel.
That's
because
really annoying.
Survivor was number 8, Bootylicious was number 16.
Yeah, thought so.
In the German music charts. Okay, Marcel, Rihanna, was What's My Name higher or lower than Only Girl in
I
the
said
world?
Higher.
Higher, 13, higher. Michael Payne?
Lower.
Oh. Point there for Michael Payne.
Yeah.
Only Girl in the World was number 2, What's My Name was number 12.
I was thinking
Snoop Dogg, Michael Payne, Signs, was that higher or lower than Drop It Like It's Hot?
Definitely lower.
Lower, you say?
I said lower.
I said lower as well.
You're all wrong. It was higher. Signs went to number 3. Drop It Like It's Hot
Justin
went to number
Timberlake.
8. Number 8.
That
Justin
is
Timberlake.
Disgraceful.
Okay, back 13 for Khalees. Did Trick Me chart higher or lower than Milkshake?
I said lower.
Okay, lower. Marcel?
I said lower.
Michael I said
Payne.
Higher.
Michael Payne gets a point. Milkshake was 22, Trick Me was 10.
What?
Really?
It's a big tune.
Yeah, it's a big tune.
I didn't like that song.
All right, Marcel, Usher.
I said higher.
You said higher, you got it bad. 13?
I said higher.
Yeah. Michael Payne?
Wait, what number is this?
5. Usher.
I said
Usher.
Higher as well.
No, 26, You Got It Bad got 2. You Remind Me got to number 21. So not
good
a big
on
difference.
You Remind Me, because that is the better song.
Okay. Michael Payne, En Vogue. Did Don't Let Go get higher or lower than What A Man?
Lower.
Okay.
Higher.
Marcel?
Lower.
Point for Marcel, then.
Yes.
What
because
the
What A Man was 39 and Don't Let Go was number 7.
What?
Wow.
Don't Let Go was number one over here.
Not over here. Maybe. I don't know if it was over here.
That was on Smash, bro. It used to get.
It was a massive tune,
but
I didn't.
It was set off, right?
Yeah,
the soundtrack
off.
To set
yeah.
it off.
Yeah.
But I don't think it got to number one over here, did it? I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Top 10, though.
But that does mean that we have a tie-break situation between Michael and Marcel. You both got two points each. 13, you have 1.
Okay.
But what we kind of like to do, if everyone's agreeing, it's winner takes all on this one.
All right, so final song.
For the bonus.
This is the sound of me slapping my chips on the table.
So let's have a think about this one, because we're going to D12.
I take a couple of them, I damn a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills. These chicks don't even know my name on my bed.
Oh, mate.
But they're all on me like they want to hold hands.
Did my band from D12 get higher in the German charts than Purple Pills? Again, both big songs. by D12, but I need some answers.
That is a tough one. It's tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Are you right?
I'm saying. Do you want me to say? Can I say?
You got to write down.
Write down
write
and then
down.
Show me. So there's no cheating here whatsoever. Okay. Okay, they've got those two. What have you got, please, Michael Payne? So two for lower, one for higher. Who said higher? Marcel wins. Number two for my band, number 19 for Purple Pills. Well done, Marcel.
Do you know why?
That's annoying. You can see, though, yeah. You see where that L is. You can see that was going to be an H.
No, don't try this.
Do you know what? No? Do you know what? Like, when that song came out.
I thought it was going to be I.
All of that good stuff. When that song came out,
that's when the shady, when my band came out, that's when the Shady Aftermath thing was actually so big. In in Germany, like Exhibit and all of them guys were out there promoting all that stuff. So I was thinking,
right,
same time.
Right.
Purple Hills came out too early for that.
Yeah.
I know nothing about my country.
Well, to be fair, you did say that before. You said, I don't really pay attention to the German charts.
It was
and you
a
were
guessing
right,
game
you don't.
For us all. Yeah.
Yes.
So what's next, 13? What can people expect musically and also with Petrichor?
I'm dropping a single September 28th. It's the first time I put out a song without a video. And I have a couple more singles and an EP coming out this year. So that's for music. And for Petrichor, I'm working on the next issue. I think we're going to put it out the end of this year or early next year.
And where will it be available?
Well, we're working on having it available in the UK as well. But right now, it's only in
you two
Tokyo.
Can live.
But,
you two get
I
to
do.
Live.
I will make it available for international sales. Like if you order from the website, for sure. But I am working on having it stocked somewhere over
Amazing.
Here.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for passing through. Before you go, actually, let people know where they can catch you on social media, just to stay abreast of everything you're up to.
Okay. My Instagram is Nina Utashiro, NinaUtashiro. And my YouTube channel is 13, spelled out, and then 1-3 at the end.
Awesome. Wicked. Thank you so much to 13 for being our first guest on this lovely autumnal or end of summery day. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have gone into describing the weather. I fucked up really badly. We're just going to go into a song now while I cry in a corner.
Put my hands in the sand and all of me.
That was Animals. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. It was Thrasher by Sassy 009. I'm sorry. We were actually having a very riveting conversation about the fact that Marcel's doing a podcast tonight.
I am doing
and
a podcast
and
I'm doing
the third most famous person on it.
Oh, she exposed you, mate.
Is it like really truthfully? Like, I might not be.
Well, to be fair, the other two are Santa Claus and Jesus.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Jesus and Santa Claus. That's a good turnout.
Well, Jesus is nah, like.
Who do you reckon is more famous, Santa and Jesus?
I think Jesus.
More people probably worship Santa.
Mm.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Do you know? Speaking of fame, yeah. Do you know? Like phrase or saying or proverb pisses me off the most. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. There's so many holes in that.
It's not a great trick.
And even if it was, how many people were in the world at that time? And also, once one person's born, that's all it takes to undo that whole trick.
It's true. And when I go and see magic, I'd rather see someone being sawn in half in a box.
And if you're going to go see magic, then the person has to have existed in order to convince you that they didn't exist.
Imagine
so you would truly
yeah.
never believe that they didn't exist. Imagine. Because he had to... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So many holes in that phrase.
Imagine going to see a magician at the end of you pay for a ticket and the only thing you come away with is
you end up complaining because there was no show. And they're like, dude, you were at the show. What do you mean? We've got you on camera. And you're like, nah.
No.
Didn't go to that show. What do you mean?
Heard. That person's not real.
David Copperfield.
David Blaine does not exist.
That wily old...
You get shown him in the box at the Thames. He's like, well, I can't see anything.
I went to that.
Did you?
Yeah. Interesting fact. Do you remember when David Blaine was suspended in that box by the Thames? I went to that with my brethrens. We cycled up there.
Did you throw anything at him?
No, of course I didn't throw anything at him. What do I look like?
Because it didn't really go well.
It wasn't
for
me.
Over here.
Those kids weren't me.
No, it wasn't just kids. It was tons of people.
People were like,
yeah, I didn't throw shit.
I don't think he's done stuff back here again. Because in America, he was sort of a bit worshipped. Like, whoa, he's amazing. Because he hung out with Leonardo DiCaprio and people like that. And everyone was so cool. But over here, we were like, he's in a box. Where's the magic?
I swear
here?
It was in the summer holidays as well.
Yeah,
it's kids had too much time on their hands. She should have done it around like October.
No, but still, like, it might have been a bit colder then, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but that's magic.
And then you're getting the worst kids as well, because they're the kids that are just bunking off school to come and do that to you.
If he'd done it later in the year, it'd be colder. Is he going to survive? There's more jeopardy there. He's just
less people are coming out. Less people are coming out.
It's not that interesting.
That's true.
You've only got to prove it to less people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're getting too hot in the box, you can cool down in the winter.
Did he actually manage it? How many days did he do?
He did do
40?
He did a long time in that box. But I was more impressed with the giant Jeff Goldblum, to be honest, by the South Bank.
What?
Really. You never saw that giant statue of Jeff Goldblum that appeared randomly?
No.
I think around the Jesse. You didn't see it either. Will's going to throw up a picture of that, don't you worry.
Yeah.
That's more impressive than the man sitting in a box
for however long. I think it was 40 days and 40 nights. I think so. Or was that... He did an ice one as well, didn't he? But I think he did that in America, where he sat in ice for ages. Like,
that's
literally, he
stupid.
Sat. Didn't he sit in a block of ice?
Thinks that he does.
That's just some
like, the guy's
shit.
Mental.
What's he up to now? What does he do now? I wonder if he just worked in Superdrug.
The fuck?
That is a massive Jeff Gold.
How did they get it?
Well,
there?
That's like Stonehenge. Nobody knows.
I love the perspective on it. It makes it look like it's the same size as Tower Bridge.
That would be more impressive, right?
Yeah. It's quite scary, though. What's that from again?
Jurassic, one of the Jurassic films.
Really?
Yeah. Is it?
Jurassic
Sexy
World?
Open shirt pose?
Jurassic Park?
Nah, that can't be. Is that a Jurassic Park?
Yeah, like one, Jurassic
was
Park.
Was Jeff Goldblum
one.
A sex symbol?
Yeah, he still is.
He's hot. Why?
He's definitely a sex
this
symbol.
This isn't new information.
Jeff
he's
Goldblum.
Very much.
Is a sex symbol?
Yes.
I put Jeff Goldblum down in like legendary status, but
he's a legend.
Sex symbol.
A sexy legend status.
A sexy legend.
Mm-hmm. The best legend of them all.
That sounds like something a drunk woman calls you after too many Proseccos, isn't it? You, you sexy
come
legend.
Come
on
with me, you sexy legend.
Sexy
with that
legend.
Work, though. With that work.
That's two different levels of like adoration. Do you know what I mean? You can't call someone a sexy legend. There's too much respect in there to be calling them sexy. A sexy legend. That's weird.
But I don't know, would it work? It might work, though. I imagine there's a few people who'd be like, yeah, I will, actually.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to until you called me legend.
Sexy legend. Nah, man. You got too much respect for me.
There's Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park with a shirt
off.
Yeah,
I see it.
Oh, that's the exact pose. Yeah, the statue ain't very good, then.
Nah. he semi got like pecs and abs there.
Is that in The Fly?
But he's got a trim dad bod.
From The Fly, isn't it?
Oh yeah, he was in The Fly, wasn't he?
Fly number one is good, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still hot as he gets older as well, because he's just a bit.
When it comes to sci-fi, he's that guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure is.
He was really funny in Thor, the new Thor film, Ragnarok. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. You know, you I've missed a few MCU films. You know, still haven't seen
Endgame.
Endgame.
You're mad.
I've seen the film that came. I've seen a couple of films that came after it. I've seen
like Captain Marvel.
No, but that's technically Spider-Man. Set before, isn't it?
Yeah, it's set. Well, yeah, it's set in the '90s, but
yeah. Endgame seen Spider-Man, the one with Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I've seen a shit Marvel film. But then the thing is, my bar's low, fam. No, seriously, I don't know what a good Marvel film is compared to it, because I enjoy them all.
Okay.
Because yeah. I think, blood, it's a Spider-Man. Like, what am I meant to really pick at here? Do you know what I mean? Am I meant to pick at here? Like, this Hulk, innit? It's a big green guy smashing things. They're all flying and doing wild shit.
But
then the thing is, it's like, how did you know it was bad back then?
No, I thought it was bad back then.
You were playing PlayStation 1 at one point, were you?
No, but the CGI in that film, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
They didn't even try and blend any colors. It's they just made him like massive and green.
Right.
It was bad.
See, that's how I know my bars know.
Ed Norton's one was better.
Eric Banner, yeah.
They made the Hulk better, but I think Edward Norton just, like, I don't know, I think he overplayed.
He's a serious actor, isn't it?
Right.
He's quite serious, yeah.
Yeah, so, he tried to take in the wrong direction.
Well, have you seen the Joaquin Phoenix Joker film?
No. That's out in September.
October.
I've seen some people.
It's meant to be sick. Pirate, innit? I've seen some people talking about it.
It's meant to be amazing.
I ain't seen the part when.
I've seen Divisive. Some people really have seen Hannah, someone that we both know.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her because she has seen the film. She's a film critic.
Yeah, she's a professional film critic.
She has been saying she thought about she really hates his performance in it, Joaquin Phoenix. Really? I haven't seen it, but I can see that he, again, is very serious and could overplay it.
Right. So what is Heath Ledger the bar then?
So Heath Ledger is like...
Because everyone goes, most intense ever thing. So how do you overplay something where someone's getting credited for being the most intense
Basically, like this actual version of the Joker, like this is like the Joker without Batman in it. So it's basically...
So he's kind of happy-go-lucky. You're not really meant to...
You're looking at him turn into the Joker. So,
right.
So you're seeing the elevation of him like kind of turning into this guy. But it kind of...
Wouldn't he have been a bit like... Fruity from the beginning, then wouldn't that have been turned him into
he's
the
a bit
Joker?
like an incel? Do you know what an incel is? He's like basically there's a massive like group of people out there now who call themselves incels, who are basically involuntarily celibate. So basically,
right.
He don't get girls, like he finds it hard to communicate with people. He's very awkward socially, but then when he gets into the character of the Joker, he kind of like becomes free of what he's of that whole side of him from before.
Right.
So they're working.
So he's
on
mad
that
he doesn't get pussy. That's the backstory of the Joker. He's mad that he doesn't get pussy.
Yeah,
did you see Suicide Squad? Because obviously what's his name? Jared Leto.
Actually, I have Will Smith in that one, isn't
it? Jared Leto really went apparently went full method as the Joker and like became really intense. And he was only in it for a few scenes, and they really cut down his scenes, didn't they?
He apparently shot over 3 hours of film, and they put him in the film for 10 minutes.
He's really not in it for very long.
He's in it for 10 minutes.
But he didn't know it until the premiere. He saw it.
Imagine you're the person that they cast as a Joker after Heath Ledger.
Because you think it would be a big thing. It's about her, isn't it? It's about her, what's her name? Is it Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
It's more about her than it is about him.
I was really high when I watched that film, so I don't even remember. I remember they're in cages a lot.
Yeah. It's not great.
I think him actually accepting to do that role was basically him being like, oh my god, They're gonna give me the role as a Joker. I need to say yes to it now because I'm gonna get my own film later.
Yeah,
and he ain't getting his own film.
No, she is. Harley Quinn's getting her own.
Who plays her?
Margot Robbie.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think he's not in that film. She is Cara Delevingne.
Yeah,
Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, she was in. Yeah, she played some like weird enchantress lady in it.
It's a very weird cast because Viola Davis is in it as well, and Will Smith and Joel Kinnaman. It's kind of a mix.
Does Viola Davis play like a police officer or something?
Yeah, she's like in charge of the.
Do you know they're actually making the Suicide Squad 2?
Why?
And it's but they're rebooting.
How many suicides do they need?
They're rebooting it, and it's the guy who made Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn.
But ain't he like a bit shamed? Kind of didn't he get dropped off a film?
He got fired from Marvel, but he's back now.
Yeah. for some tweets which he wrote, which were not great, I have to say. But yeah. He apologised. He got sacked, and then there was a.
So he come back from being cancelled.
Yeah.
So basically, they realised
the first guy to come back from being done at it.
So this is
and his name's James Gunn, son of a gun.
This is what happened. Yeah, they fired him. He went to Warner Brothers to do a DC film. They were like, shit, we've lost him. Like, we've lost him. Let's get him back. Like, so he gets to make that film over there. Then they bring him back.
Man's cancel proof.
I know. He's cancel proof. But also Chris Pratt and what's her name, Zoe Saldana, and a lot of Bradley Cooper. I think a lot of the cast.
Oh, did they come out in support of him?
Came out and said a public letter saying they support him.
The hench guy,
Drax.
Dave Bautista.
Wasn't he like one of the first to come out?
Yeah. Well, he said he won't make the film with anyone else apart from him.
Okay.
So they kind of were like, the cast were saying, oh, well, I won't do another one then if he doesn't, do it.
This is the new cast, which is...
Wow. Okay, that's quite good though. John Cena, Nathan Fillion's really good. Joel Kinnaman, who we mentioned. Pete Davidson, by
any chance related to
his brother?
It's his brother.
How do you say his name?
Taika Waititi.
He's the guy who done the new Thor film.
Yeah. Very good.
I recognise that.
Idris Elba's in it.
Idris Elba, Margot Robbie, Viola Davis again.
Idris Elba's bankable as fuck.
Do you know what though? I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this cast. Like, there's a lot of names there, but I don't know none of them.
Who?
Pete Davidson.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Ariana Grande's ex.
That's how you know him. He's a comedian. Stand-up comedian.
He was on SNL, wasn't he?
He's still on SNL. But
I only know him through Ariana Grande.
Oh. Okay.
You never know. They might make it a situation, but I think that class is a bit like.
It's a bit. It's like I reckon I know half the names on there probably, but I'm not a big film buff when it comes to names.
The bottom line are like the big sellers, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, is it? Is that how
they're
doing it?
Michael Rooker's always in it as well. Well, let's think about that because our next guests are about to come in.
Yeah, let's see what they think about the new lineup of this film.
When the sirens ring out and there was nowhere else to turn, the fire of your love sent down from above made me wanna live. It made me wanna live. It made me wanna live, yeah. It made me wanna live, yeah. When the sirens ring out and there was nowhere else to turn, the fire of your love sent down from above made me wanna live. It 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 made me wanna live. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apocalyptic love. G&D. Africans unite. Yeah.
Apocalyptic love.
Last days of time. Some mothership connect. some mothership connect. Yeah.
That's Post Apocalyptic Love by Georgia Ann Muldrew and Declaim, otherwise known as G&D, not to be confused with Gin and Tonic, which is G&T. So if you ask for one at the bar, don't be surprised if you get
Georgia Ann Muldrew.
Yeah, a singer. And you know, when they slide it down the bar as well?
Yeah, yeah.
A fully grown woman just ends up right in front of you.
Yes.
With a rapper pal. Because that's what the acronym is. Post Apocalyptic Love is pal.
Ah, well, they're actually married. I think they're more than pals, but I do like to think they're still pals.
They might watch VHS as well. That's pal, isn't it? Wasn't the format pal?
Oh, yes, yes.
Remember the good old VHS? I'm looking at vinyl now. I'm looking at a photo of a vinyl, and I was like really disappointed and dismayed to find that the music that we're going to be talking about with these two artists isn't available on vinyl yet, but I have been promised that one day it should be. Sure. These artists I'm talking to are, of course, Dips and Lowu.
Yo.
How's it going?
What's up, man? Thank you for having us.
No, not at all. It's an absolute pleasure, man. Thank you for coming through. How did you guys meet? Because there aren't too many producer MC duos. You know what I mean? There's a lot of lone wolves, aren't there? Yeah. And producers are becoming celebrities in their own right, aren't they? Yeah. But then do you feel like that's kind of broken up the nuclear family of the DJ MC producer MC duo?
Yeah, at times I feel like some people just need to kind of step out of their comfort zone and see what they can do, you know what I mean? Collaborating with other artists, musicians and stuff like that.
Yeah, man,
see what you can make, you know?
Do you ever listen to Gangsta?
Gangsta is that
Primo and Guru. Yeah.
No, but it's okay. Old school stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That kind of reminds me of like Black Star. Is that?
Oh right, you know that's Mos Def and Talib Kweli. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, thinking of like you know Eric B and Rakim.
Yeah,
and
those kind
EPMD.
Of
yeah, those partnerships, those legendary ones. I'm kind of looking back. But then you've got on these shores, you've got DJ like an MC Neat. Yeah. You know, you've got Oxide and Neutrino, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't ever kind of downplay their contribution to British music. Oxide and Neutrino was my shit. Yeah. Like seriously, their music was nang. I was a fan. Fan. You get me? Who are you guys' inspirations? Do you share inspirations or did you kind of come together having very different kind of tastes and whatnot?
Yeah, I think some of the inspirations definitely cross over. Like we're both definitely fans of like people like Flying Lotus,
okay,
Production Size,
yeah,
Jay Dilla,
yeah,
to get me rappers like Freddie Gibbs,
and it's like more like local kind of artists and people who were performing in art ends when we grew up. It's kind of old school, like the P Money's.
Yeah, because you're from Southeast, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so OGs obviously that would have had a big impact on you growing up. Yeah, because they've been in the game for a while.
Ages, yeah. Especially like going to our school and then listening to their sets in the playground and things like that. So that's how we kind of got familiar with the same kind of artists.
Okay, and did you meet at school as well?
We actually go to different schools. We went to different schools, both in the Lewisham Borough, so like a 3-mile radius between each other. But we have a lot of mutual friends, and it is around the corner from my house. So
that's convenient.
It's the ends, man.
That's convenient. So how? What was? Do you remember your first ever? Here's an interesting question. Do you remember your first ever studio session together?
You know what? We had a studio session. Our first ever studio session was either last year or the end of 2017, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
We knew each other back in the day, yeah, and we were in like an MSN group.
Wow, back in the day. Okay.
And back then, like, we were both doing music then, and we were meant to link up back then, but it never happened. Fast forward to 2016, we were making music still, and I sent him a beat, and we went on it like that. But it wasn't until maybe 2017, end of 2017, early 2018, that we sat down.
And actually had a session.
It was at yours as well. It was at his.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a thing where we'd had the session at mine.
Sorry, if anyone's getting a weird vibe. Because we're
pass
switching
the mic.
Mics.
Pass the mic.
A bit mad in here.
Was I not coming through?
Oh, you're coming through a lot better now.
Okay, cool.
So basically, repeat everything you said in the
number. So, yeah, basically, we had a session at mine either end of last year or early this year. We were just chopping up, man, just seeing what kind of vibe we can come with. And we made a song, and the song turned out to be so whack. Like,
yeah. It takes a very honest person to admit that.
Yeah,
I love the fact that you both said it as well, because it could have been awkward if one of you said it was whack and then the other one
would have been
my favorite. I was literally listening to it on the way here.
But it's like, that's the thing where we were having fun, do you know what I mean? And yeah, we were just catching up for all the times that we like haven't like seen each other and just catching up with how we are and things in life, you know what I mean? So we kind of carried on with that vibe, and then we started actually churning out a sound. And it was like, yeah, let's we go on to something here. Let's finish this off. So we started making tunes and we started enjoying what we like and liking what we were making.
Amazing. Well, there's been in quick succession, you've dropped Focus Rhythm, and you've also dropped the latest, which is Takeoff. Videos out there for both of them.
No, just for Takeoff.
Yeah,
catch it on GRM Daily.
Catch it on GRM. That's who premiered it. Yeah. Shout out GRM every single time. Yeah. Well, we should get into one of them, which one of you are going to introduce for us as well.
Yeah, so the latest one, which will be out tomorrow on all streaming services, is Teach You Something.
Okay, so it's a new one we're getting. Yeah, okay, my bad. Yeah,
it's not out till tomorrow. It's featuring KD Infinite.
Nice.
Justin Hoylett helped us with the edit for the video, so big up, man. Look out for the visual.
Exclusive. No sounds on the set.
Grey Goose got you in the mood. Sweet as a cranberry juice. Now the DJ's playing your favourite tune. Weekdays left, now we're here. Two cups in the air. Maxi dress on a mistress, make a nigga stare. She's mine right there. Crack jokes, get poked in the breeze. Share dreams, blaze good trees. Summertime fine, just a couple outcasts. Feeling so fresh, so clean. She with a G getting DIP'd. You know it's on another level when you lean. On another level, she a fiend. Ain't worried about others, black men don't cheat. We just wanna eat good food. Chill and lay back, incense for the aura. Beef ramen with a shrimp tempura. God bless the Asians. Wanna switch it up with the curry goat. Rice and peas, a delight. Just watch the white tea. God bless Jamaica. Starving, wanna grab a bite, Alsatian. Grab a couple cans for the playlist.
You a star if you enter my world. Take a chance, I'ma give you a world. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something still. I like girls.
Fucked up. Just trying to get fucked up. On the wave all night till the sun's up. Every day niggas are trying to stay up. On a cusp of escaping the mud, get the funds up. Screaming, ain't no time for love. A nigga fiending, peak the strut then get dealing. Hit it up till we peaking. Beat then cut, you catch feelings, leave then. Says she's sick of the games, come and fuck with the G then. Never been the type to deceive him. This one's decent, supposed to grind. Long talks on my line when she asks what I've eaten and shit. Ain't worried about other niggas reaching and shit. Niger babe with a Spanish name, Peruvian hair, says she's vegan and shit.
She just wanna eat good food.
So who am I to choose to reject your views? I'm here in the dark with a pretty brown thing. We can go far if you wanna take a chance. Go back to the yard, I take charge. She wanna experiment, saying ain't nothing better than heaven and melanin. Blatant, she just wanna get it from a vet again.
You a star if you enter my world. Take a chance, I'ma give you a world. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something.
Say she wanna step into the dojo. Say she wanna get in with the cojo. Now she wanna pick up the pogo. Lift up and hit up the povo. That's cool with me around Soho. If you're a legendary bird like Ho-Ho. Catch you more. Step to my region like Johto. One day I'm a headline Coco. Headmind and we take time like slow. Look at these AA girls on Snap. Nah, it's not that like no, no. Black men don't cheat, but your other big black friend on me. Breaking the girl code, shooting a shot with dead lights and logo.
You a star if you enter my world. Take a chance, I'ma give you a world. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something still. I like girls. You a star if you enter my world. Take a chance, I'ma give you a world. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something. I'ma teach you something still. I like those.
in New Cross, yeah. About to turn up very quickly. Uber's here, Bruce is here, Captain Morgan's here, the girls are here.
Heavy. That's a fucking big tune. That's seriously a big tune. I really, really like that tune. 100%. Everything from it had like the classic kind of grime sound. The flow obviously was just like straight from TDK tapes. Like, but then even before that, you kind of harked back to the old school garage sound. That them chords, they reminded me of that tune. Mom always warned me about boys like you. She said that all they want to do is run on me. Like, it's just, it's all in there.
Yeah, it's all in there.
And that sample at the end is jokes.
That's jokes.
That's how you know a proper South London girl. She drinks Boost and she said it publicly.
Not playing no games.
Wrong man, Boost, you know.
Boost, you know. That's a real fucks drink, that.
Oh, trust me.
Dips and low. No, that was brilliant, man. Yeah, really, really good. Really good. How did you name yourselves, man? I'm always quite interested in the kind of thought process behind names as well.
Them ones, right? My uncles have been calling me Dip since I can remember, to be honest with you.
Is it short for something?
Dipo.
Ola Dipo. Yeah, of course. Nigerian descent.
Exactly.
Obviously.
West Africa kind of building, man. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just one of them things where I've just carried on that name since I was in, like, year five. My uncles, my teachers, they've been calling me that.
It's a good sound, Dips. You know what I mean? truth. Kind of means a lot as well, you know what I mean? Dips always, it reminds you of, like, decent things in a rave, Dips. Yeah, ah, cool, safe. Dips, in a restaurant, Dips. You know what I mean? You're never going to hate the word Dips in any context.
Exactly,
you know, apart from performance, but hopefully that never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
how about Low?
Yeah, cause I'm Nigerian as well. Yeah. My surname is like it's Olowu.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I just removed the O.
Yeah, like my dad had a nickname when he was younger.
Yeah,
and so it's basically that. I just like remixed it and took used it.
Two names very much rooted in African culture as well. 100%. Love that, man. Well, we should play a game, man, in honor of your appearance.
Yes. Well, Dips and Lobu. I'm sorry, Lobu, but I really like Dips.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem.
Wow. So much so, I like my songs. My nachos. I like them with salsa covering them. Dips. I've said salsa, isn't it? It's salsa.
It's salsa.
I say salsa.
It's definitely salsa, though, isn't it? Salsa.
Salsa.
Do you think salsa sounds better, though? Salsa.
It sounds
like
you're saying salsa.
It doesn't sound posh. It sounds like salsa.
If you said pass me the salsa, I'm going to pass you like a dish.
Salsa.
As long as it's got dip in it, Natalie won't mind.
Yeah. So I'm very into my dips. With salsa. Yeah. Salsa. Jesus Christ. Well, I'll just go with which one I say it. So I'm going to play you 6 clips from songs that have been covered in a salsa salsa style.
Okay.
I want you to write down and tell me what's being covered. Now, are you two going to play as a team?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So write, don't say it out loud. Okay. No cheating here. I think I might go for 5 and a bonus. Should we do the bonus? We like the bonuses.
We do love a bonus.
All right, let's go for that. So it's going to be 5 and a bonus. Generally, the bonus is winner takes all. But I want you two to win here. Okay, so let's start with that word number one. Write it down. What is the song? What is the artist? I will give you actually a point for song and artist if you get it.
Okay. Sounded so familiar.
Very familiar. Yeah, These are all very, very well-known songs, I have to say.
So they're covers, yeah?
Yeah. Do you want it again?
One more time, please.
Cover it. No eyes. Eyes down. We all got something for that?
Yeah.
I know Dips and Nobody.
Oh, I've got it, you know.
That's right. I like Dips. You've got this over here. 100%. What was it?
I'm taking a guess, but I don't think it is.
Okay. Marcel?
What?
You got something?
Yeah. Well, okay, are we not writing them all down first?
No, you are. That's what I'm saying. No, okay. I'm just checking before I move on to Salsa Salsa number 2. Oh, no, I'm not. That was a reveal. Don't worry. This is number 2.
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.
Alright, cool.
What? Do you want it again? Do you want it again?
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me.
Very well known. I actually have some clues if you want the clues.
I have no
Does anyone
idea.
Need a clue for the first one?
Yes,
can
please.
Can we get a clue for the first one?
Yeah.
Al Capone in Heaven.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Think about it. Okay. I think you've got it right.
Yeah.
Marcel's furious. Okay. His eye rolling. Second He's living. The second one is... Do you need a clue for the second one?
Yes,
it's
please,
quite
yeah.
tenuous. Yeah. Cryptic, even. Repair my more music variety.
Huh?
Bloody hell.
I can't give you any more than that. I can't give you anything more than that.
It's cryptic.
It's quite cryptic. Are we ready to move on to salsa... salsa. What is it?
Salsa.
Salsa. Salsa. Got it right. Yay! Yep. That's just for me. Salsa number 3.
Oh,
come on, this is really easy. I got clues. The clue would just be Kitty.
What?
Don't worry, I feel like you've got something. I feel like if you put that word with that word.
I don't know.
Yeah, you seem like you're confident, so go with what you have, Dipson. No, we're
just gonna guess that one.
Kitty. Yeah.
Kitty, I don't know.
But I would say I feel like you got it before that, so maybe for you, ignore Kitty.
Yeah, but that's kind of like confused us now.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Go with what you had, I reckon, because I feel like you've got it.
I
don't know
now.
Why. Think about the music in the background, I would say, rather than what you're saying. Hear it one more time and try and like focus on the background music.
Oh.
You're so close because I know that you know it, both of you. I know it, but you're not
close. One more time,
you're not close.
It's the pianos.
I have to move on.
It's one of the two.
You have to write something down, I'm afraid. You've got to go on to salsa number 4. Okay. Yeah, are you all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What is that?
Oh, clue would be, should be said, there isn't anyone.
That just sounds like
that's
Nando's.
Impossible, yeah.
Sounds like what?
Nando's.
It does sound like Nando's music. It's fully Nando's fully when you're in the queue, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I'm at table number 17.
Write something down, please. Just have a guess if you don't
cool.
know.
Guess that one.
Play
one more time, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
I know.
Wait,
100% of all of you know this song.
What's the clue?
Should be said, there isn't anyone.
Ah, yeah, there we go.
Got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Okay, are we ready to move on to salsa number 5?
That's Mambo number 5, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on to this song, okay? Salsa number 5, everybody?
Mm.
Here we go.
Oh,
Ooh.
I know that one.
Imagine if George Clinton was playing in Enfield.
Oh, that's a classic, though. What's it called?
Mm. Big song. Huge song.
Playing in Enfield.
Is that again?
Yeah. One more. It's got to be time for some answers.
Oh, wait.
It's
got to
be. So, right, final.
I don't think I've got that one right.
Okay.
Is this we've only gone out to 5,
yes.
Yeah?
We've got a bonus.
I don't think I've got.
Dipson Lowu, I played you. Put on your paper, please.
It's got to be Gangster's Paradise, isn't it?
By
Coolio.
Okay, Marcel, what did you have?
Coolio and LV, Gangster's Paradise.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Payne.
I had Coolio and LV as well, Gangster's
Paradise.
Let me
see if you're right. Gangster's in Monster Life, living in the Gangster's Paradise. Gangster's in Monster Life, living in the Gangster's Paradise. Correct.
That sounded sick to me.
That's good, actually. Marcel, what did you get for number 2, please?
Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Okay. Michael Payne, what did you get?
I got Tony Braxton, Unbreak My
Heart. What did you two get? I'm sensing it's not that. What did you get? No, you got nothing. Come on. Let me see if you're right.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
Yeah, okay.
That song reminds me of my sister. She used to just bust that so loud every morning before school for some reason.
There's a big tune.
She's going through things.
Okay,
trust me, she must have been. Now that I look back on it, you know what I mean? She must have been.
Number 3,
no,
we
such
had
a prick. What were we?
Number 3, we had that. Michael Payne, what did you have?
I don't know.
Okay, what did you put there? Did you get anything?
Nah, yeah, it's too embarrassing.
No, it might not be.
I put Love Cats by The Cure.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing. That's a great song.
Yeah, but that's not the song it is.
No,
though,
isn't
is
the song
it
is.
So in context, it's embarrassing.
Listen, what did you get?
We got 2.
Yeah, but which one are you going to go with? Give me one that you think it is. Because you went, you had one initially. Right, when Kitty ruined it, tell me what you had, because you had something before that. You were like, oh.
Did you have a song for it, though? Because you just got an artist down.
I would take the artist from you, but I'd like a song. But if you get the right artist, I'll give you a point.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. Any song choice by him that you think it might be?
I'm going to try Stranger in Moscow.
Okay. Marcel, what you get?
Lionel Richie, hello.
Right, Marcel is correct. Marcel is correct.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. Oh, hello, Kitty.
What did you get for number four, please?
Big question mark.
Yeah.
You got a big, like, I can tell it's not a big question mark. Michael Payne, who did you get for number four?
I don't think I've got it now that you mention it.
Well, who did you think it might be?
Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan.
Okay, Marcel, what did you get?
I didn't get anything.
Okay, shall we? Is this number four?
Can I hear it again? Rendition.
No, the clue was literally like should be said.
Yeah, I don't get the should be said bit.
There isn't anyone. Should we say there isn't anyone?
Yeah, there ain't nobody.
Oh yeah, ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody. I said they were tenuous.
But what's the should be said?
Well, just someone should just say it. I don't know. So
yeah, that's what threw you off.
What does that mean?
All right, number five.
I don't think I got this one right.
Yeah, let's just hear it for number five. What did you get for number five though?
Dips. Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Okay.
What did you get?
That's what I got as well.
We got Freak Out.
Because it's a misleading rendition, to be fair. Yeah. I got Uptown Funk, but I don't think it sounds like Uptown Funk.
I was trying to remember what the fuck.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, if we're going to do winner takes all, because there are two joints with eight, that's Marcel and Michael, and Dips and Noah have two. But are we putting, what do we want to do? Do we want to, for like, winner takes all?
I'm willing to put my chips back on the table.
Marcel?
What's that?
Winner takes all, bonus.
Yeah. Did you win? Yeah, you're back in. Did you take all last time?
He did, yeah. Marcel,
yeah, of course you did.
So
it's my turn now.
Okay.
What do you mean? I gambled at like.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, it's my turn to win. Because you gambled and you won it all back, innit? Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say it like that. Have some more belief in me.
Write it down. Remember to still write it down, because I have no cheating here, please. This is a final for the winner takes all.
Wait.
One more time, please.
I don't think this clue is going to help you.
Do you got to go and try us?
Let's think about. I actually hate this clue now. Toilet pleads. Think about a slang for the word toilet. Slang for the word toilet that can be used as the name of a person.
Oh!
Write it down.
Wait. Play again. I think I know what this is.
I think it's a very big song.
Very big.
It's a big hit.
Is it old?
No. 1999 it came out.
What genre is the song? The song came out and it was called this.
I don't want to give you a clue.
I mentioned it.
You've already given a clue.
I think I have. Listen, you've already said a clue.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
Toilet pleads.
Yeah, but
I don't know about the pleads bit.
I don't know if that clue will help you.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
Again, okay. I need some answers, please. What have you got?
You first, Marcel. Because if we, you've got to think of another tiebreaker if we both get it.
I haven't got. Well, you are. I feel like you are now. I'm like a tiebreaker for you.
Let's hear the tune one more time.
Okay.
I don't know if I've got it now. Was that 1999? No, because I remember that school in the school disco.
I don't think I've got it.
I need answers now.
You
Dips,
first.
Let's go to guess
okay,
first.
Okay, cool,
guess
cool,
first.
Cool.
Dips and Lobo, what are you saying?
Is it... I don't know. Is it like Robbie Williams or something?
Mm-hmm. Good guess. I'd like to see your paper, please. Marcel, what have you got? And yours?
I've got Mambo number five.
And I got that as well!
No!
Yeah!
What that means is you're both the winners.
No, I want a bonus. that's the bonus bonus
from you. I've got no more bonus.
Who sang it?
I've got no more bonus.
Louis Vega.
See, I was right with the Lou. I put Lou down, didn't it? I put Lou down.
Sorry, can I? Sorry, no, sorry, who sang it?
Lou Vega.
Lou Vega, who sang it?
Louis Vega.
Vega!
So oh, Vega!
No, 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 no.
I thought it was V. I thought
no,
it was Vega.
No, no, Vega.
It's Vega, but it's with a B in Spanish, isn't it?
Toilet Pleads, though.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, Vega.
Oh.
Like Benga Boys.
Benga Boys.
That is horrible.
Apparently, it's how you say it, I've been told.
Aye, Benga Boys.
We just say it stupidly. Benga Boys.
Benga Boys.
Yeah, like a beat.
But well, we've already got a Benga over here, so that, we only acknowledge one Benga over here.
Jeez.
We do.
Olu Benga.
Well, you're both winners. Everyone's a winner.
Ooh. Everyone is a winner.
Well done.
Next week.
That's so annoying that you should have had another bonus and another bonus and another bonus. Don't get out bonus. That's the number one rule of making a quiz.
Bonus next week.
Bonus, bonus. Double bonuses next week, please, because I can't have no draws.
All right, fine.
Do you know it's bare mad? I literally didn't think I was going to win that. I literally thought I was getting all the answers wrong.
I was so happy when I got Lou Vega. Lou Vega. But thank you so much to Dips and Lowu for joining us, playing us the new music. Video's out tomorrow, innit?
Yeah.
Video's out tomorrow on the Dips and Lowu YouTube page.
What can we expect for you for the rest of the year, like release wise, live wise?
Ooh, if anyone's interested in coming to see us live, 25th of October. We're
very
doing
interested.
Roundhouse, yeah.
Yeah.
Roundhouse
amazing.
Rising Festival.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to that one, man.
We were talking about Camden Festivals. Was it at the top of the show or was it before the show?
It was before the show.
We were talking about. Do you remember Camden Crawl Festival?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Oh, legendary festival. Defunct in, like, what,
2004?
2014. Yeah. It was legendary. But it's nice to see that Camden are still putting, because that's a music, that's a cultural
hub, isn't it?
Yeah. 100%. Absolutely. So it's really good to see that they're still putting on festivals. So people can catch you there, Roundhouse Rising, on the 25th of
October.
October. Still time to get tickets, or is it sold out?
No, it's
time to get tickets.
Brilliant. We'll be down there, I'm sure.
And there's more tunes coming.
Brilliant.
Plenty.
Brilliant. And where can people find you on social media?
So myself, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, everywhere as Lowu Sounds, so LOWUSOUNDS.
And you can find me on Insta, Dips Artist, or everywhere, DIPS Artist. And then our joint Insta page, Dips and Lowu.
And the word, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Dips and Lowu, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
No, not at all, man. Our absolute pleasure. We're going to get into a song now. We've got like 20 minutes left when we get back, and we've still got one guest to go who goes by the name Shekiah.
When I look in your eyes, it's so easy to see, it's so easy to cry, it's so easy to leave, but baby I'm by your side, tell me what's on your mind, and baby we can get comfortable, yeah, if you give me some time. Some time I can let you breathe, but that ain't what you want, what you want, no. And that ain't what you need, 'cause baby what you need I'll supply. I could be your shoulder to cry. Baby, yeah. If there's something wrong.
was made for. You'll do the same if there was something wrong. Yeah.
Some Wrong by Levin Cali. I'm going to pronounce that Levin Cali. Mm-hmm. That was some baby making music.
It
if
definitely
ever,
had like a Cali vibe to it as well.
Yeah, 100%. It really that. Did. That kind of West Coast sort of G-funk inspired R&B from like Adina Howard's days and stuff. Yeah, remember Adina Howard?
Adina Howard.
Freak Like Me. Jeez. One of the best R&B tunes of all time.
Guaranteed.
I'm sorry, hands down, one of the best R&B songs of all time. It had that Bootsy Collins inspiration.
Sample's been going on from dying it.
Like. Oh, man. Adina Howard. Yeah, that song.
I think that's how I knew about the Bootsy song.
On through Adina. I definitely heard Freak Like Me before I heard the Bootsy Collins song. Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Someone else has sampled that, I swear, as well. So definitely heard
that. What's his name? The genius, the boy genius, Childish Gambino. Redbone.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
But we also had another one.
We had another one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Isn't it Gary Newman as well?
Oh, did Gary Newman?
Did Gary Newman?
Oh no, that was the Sugar Babes. That was the Sugar Babes. Merged both of them. Yeah. They covered Freak Like Me, yeah. But then they hybridized the two songs, didn't they? Yeah.
Our Friends Electric was Little Cars.
No, it wasn't Cars. It was Our Friends Electric. Yeah.
But good. Yeah, good reference there.
Yeah, very good reference there. Were you a fan of Sugar Babes? Before you answer that, let me just introduce you.
The mystery voice.
It's Shakaya.
Hey.
Lovely to meet you, Shakaya.
Good to meet you guys. Thank
okay,
you
onto the most important question of the day.
Yes.
Sugar Babes fan.
Hell yeah.
I'm a massive
another round of applause. Another round of
absolutely.
Applause.
Absolutely. Back in the soul sound with
the original lineup, OG lineup, MKS, Mochi, Keisha, and Shivon. Yeah,
I met her in JD's not long ago. Actually.
I've met two of the original Sugar Babes. I've met Mutia. I've met Mutia as well. Yeah, but Shivon lived and maybe still lives right around where my parents live.
Yeah, and Keisha.
So we met in a pub and just so organically and randomly. Keisha, I met through friends.
Don't you think it's bare random that the actual Sugar Babes, the actual lineup, well they ain't together no more, but they actually swapped out every single original.
They got done dirty.
Do you know what I mean?
As far as like bands go, Sugar Babes got done dirty, and they don't even. And they could, when they came back with the original lineup, they couldn't even be called Sugar Babes.
No,
they had to be called MKS.
Yeah,
because this one brother owned the flipping owned the name.
Could they even play the songs?
They
could play the songs.
They
wrote
the songs.
It's a Mazza. Yeah.
I don't even know who is in Sugar Babes because there was Heidi after that.
There was Amel. That's her.
Amel.
She had a number one with Tinchy Strider, didn't she? Or Dappy, one of them.
There's another one.
And Jade.
Jade.
She tried to swap out each individual. It was mad.
Was Jade mixed race?
Yeah.
I think she sang for Eurovision one year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? As Sugar Babes.
Before Sugar Babes, I believe.
Just getting that freelance pee as well. Got a day job, yeah, sorry guys.
Got with Sugar Babes, extra you need to. You don't know when you're out of the band, do you?
Like, that's a good point.
You got to prepare.
Yeah. You have to have something else going on.
You do, yeah.
they're starting up again, though, aren't they? The original Sugar Babes.
Yeah. Again, that's mad. Phase two.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, phase three now, in fact. What's this?
Oh, apparently,
on 19th July 2019, Amel Baraba announced in an interview with Irish broadcaster RTA that there have been discussions about a reunion tour featuring all six members of the group.
Jeez.
No.
That's like a Mandela effect. Yo. Just
I'm
going in all these
now.
Different.
I'm
were there three? No, there were six. That, what? Were there nine? No, there was three at a time. Three
imagine
times.
That tour. Imagine what? That tour. No, I sing that bit.
Oh, we sing that bit. Harmonise that motherfucker.
But don't you feel like the original three would just turn their mics off, the other three, and be like, this is all our stuff?
Yeah.
You ain't singing any of it.
Imagine them trying to sing like...
They're the understudies.
Mad ting.
Like, only if I can't go on tonight, says Monsieur, then you will go on.
It would be like, you know, when Wimbledon had to duck out and be called MK Dons. They'd have to be called MKS Sugar Babes.
Mad.
Some. Wow.
Mad.
Wow. They're a group that got done dirty. As far as
I feel like we are digressing though.
We are, yeah. We should talk about happier things, man. We've got someone who hasn't been done dirty in our midst, and she does go by the name of Shekiah. Blue is obviously your favourite colour.
Yeah.
What's your connection to it, do you think?
Oh, having blue hair is multiple reasons why I love having blue hair.
It's a very kind of just before midnighty blue as well. That's what I like about it.
Sapphire, indigo, mysterious colours. I love having blue hair. It reminds me as well to like channel my inner blues.
Yeah.
Because I talk about that a lot in, you know, my lyrics and stuff like that. I think it's important to just express myself and talk about, you know, I'm a millennial, we deal with these anxieties in life and things like that, and I think that's so current as well, especially with the stars that are huge today. You know, we're all just basically channeling our inner blues and expressing, and I think therefore I think we're just more open than ever before, and we're real as well, and I feel that way. Having blue hair is a number of reasons. It's not just that, but I love the colour blue. It's got depth to it, you know.
Absolutely. And you hail from Bristol, right?
Yeah, I lived in Bristol for a good 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
It was a brilliant city for me to learn who I was as an artist, because it's so laid back there, man.
Bristol is mad chill, for real. Exactly. As far as the city goes.
Yeah, it's a different pace completely to London. Mm. And so for that reason, it just gave me time and it gave me freedom to really figure myself out as an artist, which if I had moved straight away to London, I may not have had that, because obviously, you know, everything, you know, it's more expensive, it's more fast-paced. I love living in London. Mm. I'm happy here. So, but the time was, the timing was perfect for me, and moving to Bristol was really great for me because of those reasons. You just get to know yourself in a city like Bristol.
Yeah. Did you get onto like Tricky's radar living in while in Bristol?
Yes.
How did that happen? Bloody good radar to be on, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. It's through a mutual friend, Blazy Body Nod, he goes by. Shout out Blazy.
Blazy Body Nod.
Blazy, yeah.
What is it with these amazing like artist names? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he knows Tricky, so he was just like, you know, I think you'll really like this artist.
Mm.
And he put me on, and I got to know Tricky a little bit. We were talking back and forth for quite a few weeks, and then he was like, you know, send me some things that I might resonate with. And so I just sent him like a bunch of songs, and he really liked Fallen. And so that's just how it happened. And that's then he asked me about being featured on the False Idols Test of Time album, and I was so over the moon about it. It's a great honour.
It's organic as well. I love that. Cass is dead as well. He's another one that's been singing your praises, right?
Yeah. Cass is dead. I met him last year, and he just really took to my music. I think it's because it's just a bit different.
So he's a very eclectic guy. Exactly. You can tell that from the music that even he puts out, and just the references to the stuff that he makes, like culturally. Mm. Yeah, you can tell he's very eclectic. Yeah. I take it you've obviously met him.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Have you ever seen him without the mask on?
I have indeed. Yeah.
You have. Okay. That is cool.
And I just think he's lyrically as well, he's just one of the best. Genius. Absolutely. I really appreciate that. I know not everyone really gives a fuck about lyrics, and I get that. It's a lot about
most people
melodies.
Don't these
exactly,
days.
Exactly. But if you appreciate that, then listening to Cass is great to listen to.
So who else do you listen to? Who inspires Shekiah? Any musician, you know.
Right now, or currently. What? I would say that I haven't really been listening to much new music, so my answer is
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, unless you're in the music industry, I don't really think there's a reason to be keeping up with new music. Why?
No.
Why? Why? I know that sounds really weird, but I just feel it weird. I find it weird when people just have a different favorite every week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because there's so much more music now than ever before.
Yeah.
There's so much more music. And I think it dilutes it in a way.
Absolutely. It makes it so much more disposable. Your new music Friday. If I don't trust anyone that only listens to new music.
No. But also,
I don't trust you. Where it's have you true. Been for the last?
What do you like?
Doing, cuz? What like. Did you do before Spotify?
Right.
About every week, new music Friday. And that's it. All right. Recycle my song.
But you can also discover old music.
I can't trust you.
That you may not have
fact, there's, as you said, there's so much music out there that maybe you discover an older artist suddenly and like they're amazing. They're just new to me right now, but they're not new.
Yeah,
I agree. I like the idea of being when I was obviously in school, I was someone that would go out of my way to discover new music, spent hours on YouTube finding like, you know, tracks and songs and bands that were on like barely any views, and I used to just take pride in the music I had on my iPod, and I loved that. I love those days, and I hope that, you know, I can be that artist to people as well, because that is special and it means something, I suppose, because you're going out of your way to like seek sounds that you love listening to, and it's like your little secret. It's like your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I was like in school. I used to be someone that I could sort of show my friends new music, but now I'm lucky in the fact that I have friends with great music taste, so they'll be playing music all the time, and I'm like, okay, this is sick. What is this?
Yeah, yeah.
But
also, you're making your own.
Exactly.
This is the thing, and a lot of time you don't have time to be just listening to what everyone else is saying. You're saying your own stuff.
Totally, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. My music is quite unique. So I think if you were to, I think I would say that I like artists that are left field. I love, you know, FK Twigs and Kalela. I love Young Turks, like a lot of artists from Young Turks.
Yeah, they've got Benji it going on as far as the label goes.
Yeah, exactly. People that have put me onto music like Subtract and Sampha and all these kind of this kind of music I absolutely love.
Yeah, as a label, they definitely have a kind of a sound, a feeling, don't they, Young Turks?
Definitely.
They feel even more left field than XL.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Young. They've managed to seem even more sort of carefree than XL. And XL was already, for me, the epitome of a record label.
Exactly.
You know, and then Young Turks came along and it was like, okay, so now... It was like the Weebay gif.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, you know, it's... There's like a feeling there, and one of the greatest comments I've had about my music is a feeling. It's like listening to your music is like a feeling, and I think that ties in with the cosmic sound. Why I came up with, you know, the cosmic genre for me is because I want people to listen and be taking, you know, be taken on a journey. I want them to just feel like they're on some sort of voyage with me, and that was a great compliment to be told that my music is like a feeling, because I think that what's great about, you know, music is so many different things is amazing about music, but, you know, it's the escapism element of it, which is so why it's so special to a lot of us, because you can just escape. You put your earphones in, your headphones in, or you're in your car, or you're jogging, whatever it is, and you're just in a different place.
This is true. Only a few bands can do that, innit? Give you a particular feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, or only, I suppose it might be subjective, but when I think of, like, say, Tame Impala, I think of the feeling I get when I listen to their songs.
Yeah.
MGMT, Vampire Weekend, you're right, you get a feeling. You get a feeling. Well, we should get into your latest song, I believe.
Indeed, Castles.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, perfect introduction. Nice and quick.
Cause I know we downplay it.
Love that.
That was like, it was very cosmic.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, do you know what it reminded me of? And this is a compliment purely. If like Pet Shop Boys met Magnet Man, Magnetic Ooh. Man. Do you remember Magnetic
yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
It was production wise, it took me to those kind of places.
That's really cool.
And one like a crossover by Magnetic Man featuring KEB is like one of my favourite songs of all time.
But you have a new song to mention before we go.
Oh, yes, of course, because we don't have much time left, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've got a track coming out next week on the 25th, and it is called Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely look out for that one. It's a special song for me. I wrote it a while back, and it's all about growing and just like progressing as a person and progressing in unity with everyone else. So,
okay, so that got the first track that we're playing next week then.
That's sorted.
Thank you so much to Shakaya for joining us. Quickly, let people know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on all of the platforms. If you want to listen to me, it's Spotify, iTunes, everything like that. It's Shakaya, just simply Shikaya. Social media, it's Shakaya Official on Instagram, Shakaya on Facebook, Twitter. I think that's everything. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you so much again. It's been our pleasure. Thank you also to our guests, Dipson, Lowu, and 213 for coming through, playing us their new music, playing games with us, and dropping off this lovely glossy mag, which, like I said, I'm going to have to murder Natalie and Marcel for. We'll see you next week. Well, I will see you next week.
I know that you were with her. Did not think you could do this. Got you wrong. Baby, I see the comments. Hard eyes are way too common. Don't try to change the subject when they're wrong. And maybe I should've known.
Listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.